Josie lived in a blue house. It was not too large and not too small. Josie lived a simple life, but Josie had a problem.
Had been festering, boiling inside of her, and one day it bubbled out of her mouth and she popped. All that was ugly, unwanted, unknown inside her was unloaded onto her. She held the sinuous, bloody mess in her frail arms and hated the idea that it could have come from inside of her. She covered its face with a blue blanket. She then got some rope to tie the bundle, and with a heavy heart and concerned shame, threw it in the trash can outside of her building.
She, as she saw herself, was easygoing. However, she was alone in that department. Most people, including myself, rendered her to be kind of a bitch. Although her company was highly unpleasant, she bowled a mean game.
I gazed longingly at her lips as a spoon moved in and out of her mouth, eating the oatmeal I had prepared for myself. All of a sudden, I was consumed by rage and grabbed the oatmeal bowl out of her hands and poured it on her golden hair. She screamed, tears falling from her eyes. A sentient rain cloud. She stormed off. Immediately she regretted her outburst, but nothing could be done. Soon she found herself in her living room with a glass of $10 wine.
Cried and cried, but then she turned the TV on. An infomercial promoting latherless shampoo and a PSA warning against alcoholism led her to her next step, where she stepped three times, hop, shuffle, stepped, and ran away from the hippopotamus of yore, who chased her with a candy stick until she suddenly felt the crushing gravity of pure self-awareness.
Thank you. has her self-awareness
kicked the jazz out of her.